Die Gemara says in Pesachim, Avav, Amarav, Shalom V'Doshim V'Chas Pesach Chedem V'Pesach Shai Shemiyayim. 30 days before Pesach, it's Halacha, the Kohen at the start of Mini Chilchas Pesach. In fact, the Beis Yosef Akashah, the Beis Yosef in Erechayim, Siman Tov Chav Tes, the end of Megillah, the Gemara says, Moshe Tikin Lehem L'Yisrael Shiyu Shalom V'Doshim V'Chas Pesach V'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres Batzeres, Hilchas Chag B'Chag. The other Gemara says that the Kohen was to learn Hilchas Pesach on Pesach. Hilchas Shavuos on Shavuos, Hilchas Sukkos on Sukkos. Seems to be a steer. It's mashma just on Pesach is the takana to learn Hilchas Pesach. And the Gemara Pesachim says klar that the mitzvah is shoyishim yom kerev machag. So Beis Yosef says a few teretz, and one teretz he says is, it's a different type of limud. The limud of shoyishim yom kerev machag is to learn halacha l'maisa, to know what you have to do, prepare yourself for yomtiv, you should be ready, you should know the halachas. Mashenkin, the Gemara Dan of Megillah, where it says the an Indian to learn Hilchas Chag Bichag, to learn the halachas of Pesach on Pesach itself, it doesn't mean so much halach l'maisa, it means the taimi ha-mitzvahs, the pnimius, I think it means the pnimius ha-mitzvahs. His lashon is the taimi shenestivanu b'moye, the reasons why the Ebesha gave this mitzvah, maybe it means zum b'modrush. It's interesting teretz. I would think it's not really a steer. Maybe it was two takanas. It could be one was first. Maybe first the takana was to learn Hilchas Pesach on Pesach. And then there was another takana to learn Hilchas Pesach. Sheishmirim ked machag. It's not a steer. They're both halachas. I'm not so sure what the whole kash is. Agapon and Mahatni yet Shishim Yom. I'm sorry?
Who is
taking
Shishim?
The second Takana?
No, Shishim.
That's the Gemara Pesachim.
It says Moshe, not Moshe.
It says also, right. It says also.
Moshe, 10 Moshe. How could it be before Moshe?
No, I didn't say before. No, the second, the Gemara Megillin was, it says Beferish Moshe Tikkun Lehem. The Gemara Pesachim doesn't say Moshe Tikkun Lehem, but...
I'm saying, Shleishim Yom, so why do you have to be...
Maybe that was the second Takana.
That's the first. Moshe was Tikkun Shleishim
Yom. No. Moshe was Tikkun... No, the Gemara Megillin was Moshe Tikkun Lehem, so she was showing the Doshim Bilchus Pesach with Pesach. On Pesach.
So how do you know Shleishim Yom?
It's learned down from Moshe Rabbeinu. It is a... Right, it's learned down from Moshe Rabbeinu, but it could be...
So that's also that.
Yeah, okay. I'm not saying, maybe they're at the same time. Maybe you're right, not one after the other, but basically the two halachas is not necessarily a steer. We'll try to learn a bissel in Yoni Hilchas Pesach. This Shuvas Mincha Shleim from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he clears a shaila. The whole, most of the world today, even in his times in the Friedrich Gedarius, they had fillings in teeth. People have a cavity, the dentist makes a filling, and the filling normally in the old days was gold, then it became silver. They would make a filling out of silver. Silver is a metal like any metal. In fact, Hashem is on the kasha, why isn't the belay the chametz? The whole year you're eating chametz, hot chametz. Why isn't the metal in the mouth belay chametz? Why is it different than any pot? Everyone, no one uses a chametz to get a pot in Pesach. We change our pots. So in Chol Pachas to Hagola. So braces is also a shayla. But my fillings is more common. Not everyone has braces, but everyone, come on, everyone has fillings in the teeth. So, effect of Shemuz on Kasha, push it, what has developed, it's like having a chumstick pot in your mouth. How does this work? And Shemuz on explains the shayla like this. Bemis, the halacha is, for a keli to be belay a chametz, it has to be chayim of a kli rishon. You have to cook chametz in it. Zich, if you take something cold, you take a pesach pot, and let's say you have pesach, the mother is preparing out, takes the pots out, and she didn't realize she put spaghetti into the pot, some cold spaghetti. I mean, today people get very nervous and maybe get rid of the pot. But l'maisa, cold spaghetti is not going to be really in a Pesach pot. Take out the chametz, and now the pot's fine. But the real halach is kli rishon. Has to be a chayim of a kli rishon. Even a chayim of a kli sheni, if you had hot chametz that was cooked in the kli rishon on the fire. Kli rishon means a king that was on the fire. You take that out and you put that into another pot. There's really a halach of iri kli rishon. So if you pour straight from a kli rishon into another pot, that would also probably be a cleavishin. Most places can hold eerie cleavishin and zaka cleavishin. So again, if you have hot chametz from that's cooked on the fire, and you pour that into another pot, that second pot will be belay of the chametz. But if you take it from the second pot, which is now a klisheni, which is now, well, it had eerie cleavishin, and you pour that into another pot, that definitely be a klisheni. And even though it's still hot, it's not belay. As the main Shlomo Zalman says, maybe that's the teretz here also. Here, most people don't eat straight from a hot pot, from a kli rishon. they probably took it from the kli rishon, put it in, like they took the noodles or the chametz and put it on a plate, became a kli sheni, and then from a kli sheni they put it into their mouth. As a meal, maybe that's the answer. So that's why no one's balei. Even though sometimes cooks do that when they're tasting the putting the food, they'll eat straight from the pot. Or someone will go straight over to the pot on the fire and put it in his mouth. It might be a kli rishon. But maybe this is the answer. But generally, most people don't eat from a kli rishon. They're only eating from a kli sheni, so that's why it's never balei in the mouth. Oh, very good. But that's what Shem says. His problem is, he says the mashal. All the places can bring down, the shach brings down, the other places can bring down. There's a mashal that says the whole difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni is only on mashka. It's only on liquid. If you take liquid from a kli rishon and put it in a kli sheni, it's not baleia. This is the same halachas by Hilchos Shabbos also, you know. Hilchos Shabbos, if it's a kli sheni, it's not mavashal. But the mashal holds that that's only applies to the mashka, but a davar gush, anything solid food, even in a kli sheni or even a kli shlishi, it retains its own heat. If you take a hot potato, it doesn't make a difference how many plates you put it into, one after the other, how many pots you put it into, a hot potato retains its own heat, and it's still mavashal, as long as it's a shir yad seledes bay. As a man, a lot of times we put in our mouth hot food, hot noodles, or a person's eating very hot soup, it has a knedel in it, it could be very hot, or hot pizza, very hot. If anyone here eats pizza, and that would be baleia in the fillings, in the metal fillings in the mouth. So if this is Shlomo Zalman says, maybe the answer is no one puts anything in their mouth that's hot. What is the shear, besides being a kli rishon or davar gush according to the mashal, you have to have a shear of yatzal ledes boy. Yatzal ledes boy to be baleia. Yatzal ledes boy literally means something that's hot enough that if you touch it, the hand would withdraw. Yeah, but if it's so hot that if you touch it, you would pull your hand back, this time you won't put that in your mouth. So mainly, you never eat anything that hot. In pots, we cook, things are boiling, things are that hot. That's why pots have a problem of bleas of chametz. But when you put in your mouth, you never put anything that hot. So that in chayu be a teretz. But Shlomo Zalman says, this is not a perfect teretz because it's a big machlokes paiskum what the shir yatzal etzboy is. Some paiskum say that the shir yatzal etzboy is mashenich v'kresi shotinek, what would burn the stomach of a newborn baby. Even though it's the Lashon, the Gemara is Yatzal Ledes Boy, it sounds like the hand. And here the Pesachim are saying, and it's really Lashon Gemara also, that goes by the Kresa, the stomach of a Tinek. But Al Kaponim, that shear is a lot lower of heat, a lot less heat to be Yatzal Ledes Boy, to be Nich V'Kresa Shal Tinek. Think about it, like a very hot piece of pizza that a person would put in his mouth, he would never put that on the stomach of a newborn baby. A newborn baby, that would burn, that could burn. So definitely we eat food in that we put food in our mouth, it was very, very hot chametz that is hot enough to burn a kresa shel tinek to be. So, and he brings down also the pisch, what was it again? This is one of the pisch can be down in the Chavis Yoria. I think the pisch chew brings down from the Chavis Yoria. Right, since your day is from Kofei, so Katan Zayin, he brings down the shear of Yatzal Ledes Boy is a very low shear. It doesn't have to be that hot. And so, we eat that shear, so we have chametz in our mouth and it becomes baleia. So how does this work? Also, to understand the Shaila, even if it's Baleia and then it's Poilet, but the problem is, like when you're eating hot food on Pesach, that time will be Poilet into the hot food, in the Kotel Halacha, and you'll end up eating Chametz. So the problem is, first you have to know that it's based on Halacha and Gemara Pesachim, that from Dalam Bey is a Tam Ki Ikka. It's not really any Chametz, it's only the Tam of Chametz, which Chazal are telling us is Baleia in the pots and comes out, or Baleia in the metal filling in your mouth and comes out. But we pass in Tam Ki Ikka. And the next inyan is, it's not a shear, it will never be a kazayas, that time that comes out of the filling, but we pass the chassi shiyasim in the tire. It's a more new, but that's why I can give them a vase. So it's also it's a problem even to have a little bit of Tam Chametz on Pesach. And the third point is that you shouldn't think that it's bottle, that even though it's a drop Tam, so it'll be bottle in the food if you eat a hot potato on Pesach. So let's say you have a little Tam Chametz, but the Tam Chametz will be bottle in that potato in your mouth. It's not, maybe that's not why it's not a problem. So the answer is that doesn't help, because on Pesach, the halacha is, because of the chayma of Chametz, Chazal asked that Chametz is mashu. Chametz is not bottle. And also, I'm not sure that if you ever would really have shishim against the chametz, because when you need shishim against the pot that's belay, you need 60 times the pot. So over here, if you're worried about the fillings in your mouth that are belay, you would need 60 times food of the size of the fillings. I don't think anyone puts that much food in their mouth at a time, so I don't think you would have shishim either. But upon this is Shem Zamas Kasha, has the whole Velt Noyig that people have fillings in their teeth, and they eat half chametz the whole year, and then they then they eat on Pesach hot food, which would bring out the chametz. Well, how does that work?
If it's able to come out before, just by eating, God, whatever takes it out, do it before.
Do hagolah. Oh, you're thinking of doing hagolah on that. So,
it's able to come out.
Right, you could do hagolma, but the problem with Shlomo Zalman says is no one could do hagolma in their mouth. You can't take, we could do hagolma in a pot, we can boil it up, but we can't take that boiling water in our mouth, because someone would burn his mouth.
That much heat
that
went originally, you could put it again.
Oh, very good. So right, so just take some hot water, the sheer of that you're able to put in your mouth, that hot knedel, that hot pizza, that hot lakshan. So take hot water, that sheer, and that should be, first of all, people don't do it. That's okay. There's first kashya people that do it, maybe that's the kashya. There are some bachrim in Yishivachim today, you know. But most people don't do it, definitely. Most people don't do it. That's maybe the kasha. But besides that, Rosh Hashanah Zalman explains that Hagolah has to be from a Kli Rishon. So that's really the problem. How do you have Hagolah from a Kli Rishon? No one's going to go take a pot on the fire and put that in his mouth. You can do Hagolah from a Kli Sheni. You see, our problem here is the point of the Mashal. The Mashal said that when you ate a Dov Gush, it's like a Kli Rishon. So when you had the person ate the hot pizza or the hot lakshin, hot noodles, that has a din of a Kli Rishon, even though it wasn't, because the Dov Gush is a Kli Rishon. So if you belay from a Kli Rishon, you have to do Hagolah with a Kli Rishon. So how do you do Hagolah with a Kli Rishon? So the truth is
that
how would you Hagolah with Dov Gush?
You mean
take a potato. You mean a very hot potato and make sure it goes all around the fillings. I guess a little more difficult than it's not like just rinsing a mouth with that water. But yeah, that should work. But Shlomo Zalman doesn't say that. It's what he does talk about is why can you do hagolno from a Kli Rishon? So first he says it's too hot. But then he says, I don't really understand it so much, because why can't you take a Kli Rishon on the fire, leave the water in there, and turn the fire off and let it cool off a little bit, but it still is hot. It'll still be yatzlang at this point. It'll still be the same heat as you're used to eating. And it still remains a Kli Rishon, because you never took it out of the Kli Rishon.
How can you get it in your mouth?
You pour it straight. Oh, right. Oh, so, oh, how do you get it in your mouth?
The ladle might be still a Kli Rishon.
Right. The ladle might, that's something that is a machaikas, because the ladle was, the machaikas about a ladle, or any, when you put a ladle into a pot. Right.
What would that
be? I just mentioned, with the machaikas, when you put a ladle in, is because the ladle goes on the fire also. Right. Just to mention the Shalom Aleda, when you put it in, you put it on the fire, that's why Shevet in Kli Rishon. But on the other hand, it doesn't stay there too long. That's what the Pesach says. It's made to put in and out. That's why it might be a Kli Sheni. But in Hilchos Shabbos Negeah, we consider a Kli Rishon, that it's Mevashel. But, that should be an Eitz over here. Take a Kli Rishon and let it cool off a little bit till you're able to pour straight into your mouth. And that should be able to do a Golem from a Kli Rishon. So that, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, will not be Kli Rishon, because in your mouth it will become a Kli Sheni. Become a Kli Sheni. So at first I didn't understand that. I mean, a mouth is a keli. I mean, the way we always do a golden is actually in the pot itself. We boil up the pot that we drop in the forks and the spoons, whatever you want to be, or the smaller pot right on the fire that you want to do hagol on. But over here, we're going to take from the Kli Rishon and pour it into our mouth. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that will become a Kli Sheni.
It's interesting. You didn't say that on the first time. When it became
Chayef,
he's calling it a
Kli Rishon. No, that was also the Mashal. He used the Dov Gush.
Oh.
It became Chometz Beleya, was based on the Mashal, it was the Dov Gush. So that definitely is a Kli Rishon. But over here, when you want to do Hagolim with Mashke, with water, with hot water, that you let it cool off till you're able to put it in your mouth, but at that point it won't be a Kli Rishon anymore, it'll be a Kli Sheni. So I think the Lomdus here is, it's not so much that the mouth is a Kli Sheni. A mouth is not a Keli, but it's no more Kli Rishon. I think that's the word. The Kli Rishon, once you take it out of the Kli Rishon, even though it didn't go into a Kli Sheni, it's already no more Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon has to be in the Keli. What?
Do
Iroi. Oh, why don't you do Iroi? So Iroi, that's a good point. And Iroi, maybe...
When you drink tea, you don't cool it off.
I mean, you understand that a mouth is a Kli Sheni like anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's what he means. Okay, maybe it's posher. Just for some reason, I didn't have the hair so much. I thought more. It's no more Kli Rishon. You're asking me of Iroi. The answer is maybe it doesn't go straight onto the fillings. You have to. If you do Iroi, then you got to swish it around. There is a little moment in between. But I hear you saying, okay, that's not posher. That the Shlomo Zalman says you cannot do hagolah because in your mouth is going to be a Kli Sheni. So then go back to. So again, the Beliya happens according to the Mashal because you ate a Dov Gush, Chametz Dov Gush. So that was a Kli Rishon. And but our goal is going to be Kli Sheni. That's his problem. So what's the hetter over here? So Shomazan wants to say, maybe the Hetzel will be, first I'm going to say that there's some Peskim that hold that, but Hefzel Meruba, you could be Mekel Nach the Mashal. Other Peskim are Chonik on the Mashal. A lot of Peskim hold that even a Dove Gush, even food, solid food, become, you put in a Klisheni, it's not Mavashal, it's not Balea, and it's not Balea anymore. It's not Mavliya. So over here, Sefer Shomazan, it's Inyan of Hefzel Meruba. You tell someone that his fillings are going to be a problem, he can't eat on Pesach. Either he's not going to be able to have fillings, he's going to have to lose the tooth, which is definitely have some rubach hashon, or he's going to not be able to eat, have food on Pesach, which is definitely considered have some rubach, he brings it down from Pesachim. To lose that on any yom tov is considered have some rubach. Is a man will be mikol not like the mashal. That could be one teretz. We'll say that the hot food that you ate was never from a kli rishon. But again, a little bit bothers me because sometimes people, I think they do eat straight from the pot. They do eat straight from the pot, so they are eating from a kli rishon, even if you don't go with the mashal. But the Shomazan Zaman has another problem with this. His problem is that there's a sheet in Poskim, it's a halachah in Shechanoch, here day some samach test, that if you eat a dove of charif, it's belay even with kli sheni. A kli sheni is considered less heat, and it's not enough to put the tam into the walls of the pot, into a pot, but if you have a dove charif, like onions, you're cooking onions with it, then even in a kli sheni, it'll be belaya. So Zechak Shemazam, the same thing over here. During the year, we may put oichel that's a kli sheni, we're being make alak mashal, we'll consider a kli sheni, but if you eat it with dove charif, if it has snine, if it has onions or something like that in it, it will be belaya. So back to a problem. And the next question is, Shemazam asked the Ramot Paskins in Tafmem Zayin, Sif Gimel, that by chometz we'll machme on a kli sheni. It's like the Rajb Shita. There's a Shita of Rajb that holds that this whole chilk between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is only halacha in Bishol. That's Klal Gemaris, that the Kli Sheni is not Mavashal.
On Shabbos.
That's why, you know, when we have soup, even though it's boiling hot, but we consider soup a Kli Sheni, people could put in it spices and other things, which might be a shayla of cooking the spice, or they talk about melach, salt, or if you hold the Yesh Bishol Afia, putting croutons in it, why isn't that Bishol? The soup is still boiling hot. So the main hefta is because it's klisheni. And Hilchos Shabbos is klar, klisheni is not mevashal. But the Rashi wants to say, this whole chilek between the kli rishon and klisheni is only benegei Hilchos Shabbos. But benegei blias, that the keli is beleya, a klisheni is also beleya. The Maisa, all the other Yishenim Achayim and Rashi, they hold that Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos blias is the same thing. And just like it's not mevashal, same thing, the walls do not absorb the tam. But the Ramos says, the whole year we're semech on the sheet, the chilek and Rashi, but on Pesach we're machmin like the Rashi. And we don't use a chametzik keli. That's why we don't use our chametzik dishes, really. If you think about all our dishes, what's the problem with our dishes? Why do we need Pesach dishes? They should all be a klisheni. They're not balea. The teretz is, the Surah Moh says that we're machmir on the klisheni also. If you put hot chametz on that dish a whole year, we're machmir on that on Pesach also. There's a mingle, so even if you consider... that's the kasha over here also. These two kashas. First of all, there are more holes we're machmir on klisheni. On Pesach, so the fillings, even if they're klisheni, is a problem, even without the mashal. And the second problem is if you eat a dove charif. So Shomazan wants to say, one test would be maybe you should make sure the fillings are in a ben yomei. Just make sure 24 hours before you're going to eat on Pesach, don't eat any hot chametz. Right, you have kashim with a banan. You have kashim with a banan. So what's he basing this on?
No. You only have to kasha because
you can use it. But in
the end,
It doesn't ask even on Pesach. Even if it's so machmir on chometz that even the mashu is not bottle, but if the whole chometz was nice and tam of gam, it doesn't ask for the oichel.
It's a pot.
The machab is talking about if it happened with the evet. I guess over here it's considered with the evet because there's no choice. You have to eat something. Yeah, it's interesting. But Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a different problem with this Eitzah. His problem is if you eat a Dav HaCharif. A Dav HaCharif, the Pesukim say, the Gemara says, is Machalia, even a nice Tam Lefkam, to make a nice Tam Leshvach. This Tam Lefkam that comes out of the walls of Eina Ben Yomai, but if you put in it something which is sharp, then it makes that Tam Leshvach. Leshvach, that's the halacha.
Only if you chew it.
Right.
A sharp soup, he says, wouldn't be a problem.
Because only if you chew it, so
duch
the skin also. Okay, fine. So if you chew it, so
you're
still back to the kasha.
Then,
right? You're still back to the kasha. And he brings that interesting
sharp
things, but that's he writes also that would be take away from you in a yom tov. You're not allowed to eat certain things you want to eat, and the sleep because didn't have some. And he brings down interesting pisli chuvi your day some inside the case. So down, he brings down for knesset yecheskel that this halacha that the charef is machalia a nice tam lufkam is midaraisa. That's why in a kelish ain't ben yomai. For example, but it's also Shama Basa B'chalav, but the king of Yen Ben Yema you want to be making on, but if you put a Dav HaCharif in it, you should know it's Mamash D'Raisa. So back to our problem. How do we live through Pesach with fillings in our teeth, with all these blias? So B'Sham Zan wants to say, Mordek HaChidosh, he wants to say that the tam that's blue in fillings is not just, even if it's even less than Yen Ben Yema, it's even less than Nesan Tam of Gam. Since there's a natural, he calls it Havla the Piv, which would be pasha human bad breath, natural human bad breath, that time would be nifsa machingas adam, and even says possibly nifsa machingas kalav. It says the chush is made if a person has food stuck in his teeth for a short time, even a few hours. After that, no one else would be able to eat that. The hevel hapiv makes it into nifsa machingas adam. It's a mingla, he wants to say a chiddush, and he brings down the makaris for this. Not so clear, but he says there's chasam seifa, chedushi chasam seifa in chulin daf kuthei malalv, and it's chedushi malchulin. He says such as far also that anything inside the teeth, the hevel piv makes it nifsu machinas kalav. And mele, then he brings down from a pima godim that says that even though a dav acharif is machalia a nice tam of gam, the acharif makes a nice tam of gam in a shvach, but the acharif will not make something that was nifsu machinas odom into an oichel. That not. Dovah will not help it. As a minute, if we go with this hetta, that already any time chometz in the filling became already, and even if a person brushes his teeth properly and all that, if it does do anything, it's taking the time out. But any time that remains, because of the hevel piv, becomes nifsu machingos adam. And the minute, that's our hetta. And that's why we're allowed to have fillings and no one thinks about it. You think you're walking around with a chometz stuck a pot in your mouth, no different than it was so makbid on our kelim on Pesach. What about the kelim inside your mouth? The teretz is. That's already any time there is nifsu machinas adam. That's his chiddush.
Other states, saliva is also like breakdown. Saliva is like part of the process of.
It's a strong hagol in its own right.
It's strong in hagol.
Yeah. He doesn't say that. Yeah, interesting.
They use a hatter when you wash both the flesh in the same sink and you have soap. Soap makes it nifsu machinas adam. So there's no hagol.
Right. Similar svara. Okay, so basically, just so we should understand, this is the main hetta on ayanta. If someone does end up interesting, even though the belt doesn't do it, it says kedai to do hagola with some hot water, as hot as you could stand. You be careful, very careful not to burn your mouth. You should take the hot water, try to drink it first, once, twice, three times. If you're able to swallow it and drink it, then you know you're not going to get burnt. Then take the rest of it, then swish it around. Now, even though, like we said before, that water is going to be a klisheni, what do you gain with it? The teretz is, what you gain with it is, if you don't go like the mashal, and you hold the dove gush that we eat on all the chametz that we belay from a kli sheni. So what are we belay hasheni? You could do hagola with a kli, with water from a kli sheni. And if you're going to say, if it's a kli sheni already, what am I worried about? It was never belayed to begin with. The answer is, the Rama says that we machmer on Pesach like the Rajba, that a kli sheni is belayah. So if you want to be worried about the Rajba Shita, that even though a whole year we're not worried about it, but on Pesach we are worried that a klisheni is baleya, and you want to be makel not like the mashal that what we ate was not a klisheni. Do hakonga with water that's not a klisheni, and once it's not a klisheni, it can even be klishlishi. You don't have to be so careful, you know how it got to your cup, as long as it's still pretty hot. Again, but if you can go with the mashal that you're baleya from a klirishin, that dava gush, all the dava gush that we ate was a klirishin, then we need the main heter from Hashem Zaman. That this is already nifs machingas adam. And interesting, the Maisa Ish, it's the Sefer of Toldos, the stories, a life story of the Chazon Ish. They write over the Maisa that Shlomo Zalman sent this tshuva to the Chazon Ish when he was a young man. He was a young man, Shlomo Zalman sent this tshuva to the Chazon Ish. as a shayla. He asked them, is this a good hetan? Like, you know, he was concerned, you know, how do people have feelings? And basically sent this whole long tshuva to Chazanish. And they write over there, the Chazanish enjoyed the tshuva so much, he kept it on his table. And anyone that came to visit him for the next few weeks, I think it was Pesach time, he would pull it out and show them, give a look how you're supposed to write a tshuva. Give a look how close the Bakiyas is. You have to be in a shame from the Bakiyas over how many, how the Shemzam and the Shaylat and the whole year there.
And more. He really wrote a safe on it. Just
at that point, it probably was the after safe
on it. He wrote a safe on it.
Yeah. You saw that. You saw it, and he sent the shayla with it. But the chazanish, this tshuva frat, he would say, "Azak klara tshuva." That was the chazanish shprach. He would show people, "This is a klara tshuva." Okay, let's move on to the next inyan. And Pesach and this is chametz. There's two lavin in the Torah. There's lavin in the Torah bal yiroh, and there's another lavin bal yimatzah. So, Rachman Atzlan, a person that's chametz with Pesach, every moment he's over two lavin in the raisa. So, what do we do with these two lavin in the raisa? We do three things. We do bittel, Beer, and we do mechiras chametz to a guy. The first one, bittel, is midaraisa. The Gemara says in the beginning of Pesach, midaraisa bittel ba'amasagi. Bittel is we say kochamir. Just saying this, a kochamir. Any chametz they have should be ka'afed the ara. It's like the dust of the earth to me. How does that work? It's machlokes paiskim. Some paiskim try to explain it that you're maskim your das to das Torah. The Torah considers it, it's asu b'hana, and it's eni b'rishusay, and it's ka'afed the ara. Just be maskim that klar b'leiv shongim and say b'peh. That makes it not yours. The chametz is not yours anymore. The second thing we do is beer. And that's the first Mishnah in Pesach. And the Mishnah says, we do bedika, and we get rid of the chametz physically. We get rid of it physically. The Ran explains why isn't bittel enough? Why does it have to be geizah be a chametz? The Ran explains because we're afraid you didn't do b'leiv shongim. You have to really feel it, that the chametz ka'afed ara. In case you didn't really feel it, you weren't yetsu with bittels. Therefore, we do beer. You get rid of the chametz. And the third thing we do is we sell the chametz to a guy. This is really a relatively new invention, this whole mechiras chametz. People think it goes way back. It's not in the times of the Gemara. The Gemara never mentions mechiras chametz. The Rishonim talk about mechiras chametz, but the Rishonim, their case of mechiras chametz was a simple case, a storekeeper who had, you know, thousands of dollars of chametz. He would get one guy, it would be one guy for 1 year, to buy the chametz. And it wasn't b'hakafa, it wasn't with credit. The guy would actually give him the money, maybe give him a good deal. He would actually buy from him the chametz, and after Pesach, if the guy wanted to, the yid would buy it back from him, maybe for a little profit. But it was done properly with a real mechir. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that, this is from 200 years ago, he writes, Zeh chadashim mikarayv. This is a brand new thing that they started making clothing stick of mechiras chametz. This doesn't go back for thousands of years. It just started about 200 years ago. That the whole kehila would sell the chametz to a guy. Again, it used to be one guy for 1 year would buy it. Now we're doing it as a clothing stick of thing. You have hundreds of people selling the chametz to one guy. And it was also started to be done by hakafa with credit. The guy doesn't give the money because it was too much. He can't lay out the money for 200 people's chametz. You make a whole deal. The kinyan is now, but make sure you pay me after Pesach. And then after Pesach, you buy it back. But there are a lot of kulas in Cheshem Mishpat that we have to rely upon for the Somachir. There's Haggadah Shal Pesach from Rebbe Ari Leib Zins, who's from the Big Achreinim. It's called Haggadah Bechas Hashiah. And that Haggadah, Rebbe Ari Leib Zins, writes many things, reasons in Cheshem Mishpat how the Machir could go wrong. It's a little bit complicated. He writes a lot of things where you have to be Cheshem, the Machir could go wrong. And therefore he says, no one should rely on Machir's Chametz. We just do a Ravchen Milsa. Basically, we do bittel and we do beer. We get rid of chametz, and just in case we made a mistake and there was an extra cookie or something in the house, that's where we do mechiras chametz. I was always thinking of a shayla. There's a lot of people, they go around, they want to be mechaber, different rabbanim. It's an opportunity to give matana to the rav. They go to one rav, they sell the chametz. They go to a second rav, they sell the chametz. They go to a third rav, they think they're being mechaber the rav. Lemaisa, when the guy buys the chametz from the second rav and the third rav, he's buying the Brooklyn Bridge. He's buying chametz that was sold already. So, Chayr is a Mekach Tayyus, and he ruins it for everybody. This guy thinks he's buying his chametz 200 people, he's only buying only from 199. So, that should be also a problem. It could be, I don't know, I have to ask, maybe the Rabbanim, they explain this to the guy, that it could be that some of his chametz was sold already, maybe they explain, and the guy is maskim, Sav of the Kibbel, he agrees to it, so it's not a Mekach Tayyus. But Al Kaponim, Shlomo Zalman also, in Sefer Shalmei Mori, it says not to rely on the Mechir. Some people, it's. They explained that to him. They explained to him all these numbers might be wrong.
It's our
shop.
They
give permission
to the
rocks. I'm not saying I can't listen. This is sugar shine, but it is brought down. It's brought down. The that he sent from Lai Machir's Chametz. You just do it as an extra protection. But they turn and like, so some people.
Right. Right.
is meaning, I think the big stores, they have a lot of hummus. I think they still do the old-fashioned way. They get one guy for one store.
They don't know the same guy anyways.
Are they in the Mechir Kolius? Do they just go to the Rav and put their name down with everybody else?
Oh, I think it's not the same.
Right, no, but
they
no, right, right. In times of Yishayim, they talk about Mechir Chomus when it was one guy for one yid. Not a Kolius sticker thing. And also, the guy put down the money. He gives the money in advance. It wasn't done on credit. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Zech Hadash Mikar, this is a new thing. Two things, that we're having one guy for many yidden. A Kol Nistak Mechir. And the second kula is that he's not putting down any money now. The whole thing is done with Tanai, that you'll pay me after Pesach. And these are kulas that Zechir is not Kedai to rely upon. Because if Chas Shalom, there's any chometz, it's two gavim derayos every second. Shalom Zaman has a very interesting chakira. He says, if a person has more than one kazayas chometz, is he over by your by matzah on every kazayas? Or was it one issa on all his chametz? Moshe, if someone has 10 kazaisim, is he over 2 lavin on every kazayis that he has? Or was he just over 2 lavin on all his chametz? I was a spoil. I'm saying from Shem Zaman's Bekiyas that the Rishayim and Achrayim don't talk about this, but such a Yisrael is not Rishayim, it's not Achrayim. What?
It's
Baal Medrash,
you
hold up. You hold it should be one?
Yeah,
it's
Baal Medrash,
it's
one
love.
I don't know, you don't know Baal Medrash.
I see, it's not looking. It's a bit amazing, even Chashlam. It's a bit amazing. It's an Rashi in Bemaisa. Will you hold Pasha that should be one or for every Gzayas?
It's not
Achila. The Gzayas doesn't come into play over here.
Why does it come into play?
Because no Shia Gzayas goes on Oichel. I mean,
it's
a halacha on Oichel.
But Achila Pshat is eating. Over here, what
Shia?
Yeah, but you're not
being shy
more than one time.
What
makes one
desire bigger
than
the other? I tell you,
If you carry a bigger big sheet, you owe more.
Kasha, you mean Hitzah also has Shirim to it? What's Hashirim to it? Well, that Zich is one Maisa Hitzah. Okay, you hear that side, but the Shem Zaman, because it's a short piece, it's put down in Shammai Moyed, and the Shem Zaman blibes Sarchian. He has another Kasha of Shem Zaman. He has, how does Biyah Chametz work? We pass on like a Behuda, Ein Biyah Chametz on the Seifa. Should be Mekhain the Mitzvah, Biyah Chametz the Seifa. Agav, it's Kedai for Nashon to be Mekhain this Mitzvah also. You should really, every lady before husband goes out to burn the chametz, she should take a gzayis, be kind it, and make husband a shliach to burn it for her. Also, could I to have the women say kochamir, everyone will call them up if it's, and you have to say kochamir if it's burnt, because if you say kochamir, if you mavat the chametz before, then you don't own the chametz that you're burning, so you're not mekayem mitzvah seifa. There's a short amount of time, a lot of people do it the last minute, they do the burning of the chametz, then they say kochamir, so they should call their wife, send a message to her, to the women, that they should say kochamir now that you've finished their shlichas. But she wants to be mekayim. You should give them a piece of chametz to make a and daughters also. They should each take a piece, be kind of it.
The chametz is what
tashbisa. Well, they should say kochamir in case they have any chametz they own. Yeah. I think it was zecher. They could be machnas itself and mitzvah say. It is, but I think it is. I think so. You think just matzah?
If they have it,
yeah.
But only
matzah. Well, I know my family, yes, we went there. I know I was a kid, my father always did that way. My mother was kind of made him a shliach. What?
Why is it in the mitzvah?
Oh, maybe they want to be machtes themselves in the mitzvah also. The women do, like, they do shayfa. The ones that went there, like, okay, I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know. Maybe other people not know this way. I'm used to it. To make sure the women are also makayim, Mrs. Biyah Chametz, do shlichas. But Mr. Sir, every kid in the house, every kid, I give my children, each one be kind of this piece and now throw it in. You mark it to them, you want them to be kind of the chametz and be everyone should have the mitzvah, straight as chametz. But Shem Zaman has a different kasha. He says that the Rishonim say the mitzvah straight as chametz has to be when it becomes eifa, has to become ashes mamash. Has to become ashes. So, the fact that Shem Zaman Akasha, before it becomes ashes, it becomes so burnt that it's nifsu machinas other than nifsu machinas kelev. And at that point, there's no issa to keep that chametz. And how could you say on chametz that you're allowed to keep that there's a mitzvah sefer? So how are you ever mekayim the mitzvah sefer if you have this chametz which is nisum machinas kelav, and then if and you won't mekayim the mitzvah until it becomes eifah, and then if you take it and you continue to burn it becomes eifah, how are you ever mekayim the mitzvah? As if Hashem is on you, blijf serchian. But I don't really see the kashto. I think there's this poshut. I think as long as all one meisa sefer, that's the mitzvah sefer. For example, if you say the other way, if someone would take chametz and throw it in the fire, and it would get so burnt that nisum machinas adam, nisum machinas kelav, and then he would put out the fire, he would stop. He'd be mafsik. Then he'd come back, start the fire again, and take that piece and make it into eifah. That he's right. You know, you're not mekayim of sefer chametz because you took something which was very nisum machinas kelav. But if it was from beginning to end, you took chametz that's very machinas, and you let it burn straight through, and in the middle, it was one point, it was nisum machinas kelav, but that's the mitzvah sefer. It's all one meisah sefer. So the meisah sefer is chal on that chametz. I think it's a teres. Just, there's another interesting sharing about Sheva Brachas on say the night. What do you do if, I don't know, it's a busy week, not everyone makes chasnas that week, but if someone made a chasn a few days before Pesach, and the Sheva Brachas comes out to say the night. The problem is, by Sheva Brachas, we know we use two kaises, one for Bechas HaMazon, and another kais for the Sheva Brachas. The reason is because, you're not supposed to do two mitzvahs with the same kais. So here to say the night, we're going to get the extra kais by benching. If the benching, everyone has a kais in front of them for benching, but we even get the extra kais for Sheva Brachas. You're not supposed to do extra kaises. You're supposed to have four kaises, not five. So where do you have the extra kais? So the Daki Moshe says, what you do is the person who's making the mezamim, the person who's doing the zimun, he uses his kais that he benched on. And for Sheva Brachas, take the chassan's kais. The chassan's sitting by the seder, take his kais and go around with that. Which I don't really understand that eitzel, because fight the same eitzel Mrs. Chavina Savinas, because the chassan used that kais for his own benching. Other Pesachim have different eitzes in Mincha Shleim, Chelek Beis, and Minuches, Eishiches, he's pretty myrich what to do. But just the Maisa Shehoya, I heard that the Satmar Rebbe, on Lashonim, he was machriya, like the sheet, there's different sheets how to do this, how to make Sheva Brachas by the Seder. And he was machriya, like one of the sheets. I don't know exactly how, but he was machriya, like one of the sheets to make Sheva Brachas. And then the Satmar Rebbe heard that the Malach, there was a big Rebbe in Williamsburg, people that heard of him, he's a Gresa Goyen, a Pelet HaKatzadik, he's called the Malach. And he has own chassidim, and the Malach was a big Goyen, and he paskin not to make Sheva Brachas by the Seder. Just avoid the whole question. Just avoid it. Just don't do the whole thing. And when Satmar Rebbe heard, the Malach said that he changed, and he said also, he started the paskin, just doing like the Malach said, we'll avoid it. Don't make Sheva Brachas by the Seder. It wasn't mean, don't make Sheva Brachas by the Seder. I think what it means is, don't make a suit that'll cover the chasna kala. Because members, you have to understand that the din of Sheva Brachas, people don't realize, is not just stamazay when you have a chasna kala that joins a meal. The meal has to be, the suit has to be to cover the chasna kala. So how do we always have Sheva Brachas on Shabbos? We were making anyway Shabbos Suda. The answer is you make a bigger Suda. You have extra things that you're doing. If it wouldn't be for them, you wouldn't have it. Extra food, extra Achim, more people. Then it becomes on Shabbos, Suda will cover the chasna kala. So over here, the Seder is always a Shana Suda, and the Seder maybe always has Achim. But for the cover the chasna kala, you would have extra Achim. You'd have maybe extra food, and that you don't do. If you don't have anybody extra, and the chasna kala is sitting there, it's not a Suda that will cover the chasna kala, and you avoid the whole problem. You don't have to make Sheva Brachas every day, popular maybe to the common opinion. People think you have to make Sheva Brachas every day. If you ask Elter Yidden, they'll tell you that years ago it wasn't done that way. People had maybe one Sheva Brachas a week, two Sheva Brachas, not like the way we bang them out every single night. I saw somebody once asked Baron Steinman about a certain minig on Sheva Brachas, and he says, don't ask me, I don't know too much about Sheva Brachas. I never had one. He said that the only Sheva Brachas I had was by the Chasana. He said he was a Yeshiva Brach, a Yasin, and he married a Yasoyme after the war. And he said they had a small chasna, they made Sheva Brachas. The rest of the week, they didn't have one single Sheva Brachas. You don't have, no one made for them a suda kavah chasna kana. So he says, don't ask me. So it's getting a little late, but just quickly, on Pesach, we say Halal Shalim, the first day Pesach. We say the whole Halal. The rest of Pesach, we say what's called Chatzi Halal. We don't sing Langona, we don't say Hafti. Jesus, because the Ikka Halal is really one chiyah for the whole Pesach. On Sukkot, we say Halal Shalim every day because it's a different Kavah Musaf. We know in the Machzarim, in the Siddurim, there's a different Kavah Musaf every day because it's a different carbon, it's Machayev a separate Halal, whole Halal. But Pesach is the same Kavah Musaf, the whole Pesach. Is a Mela, you only say the Halal Shalim one time, the first day, and you Yitzhak for the whole Pesach. So Shem Zaman Klez is also in Shami Moed. Shem Zaman Klez, what about a Bar Mitzvah Bacha, a boy's Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Pesach, on Halal Moed? What should he do? Tain of Shem Zalman, a voice of a mitzvah, on Chalamay, he should say Halal Shalim. Because he wasn't Yetzi yet, Halal Shalim, it's a Shein of Sach. He wasn't Yetzi yet, Halal Shalim, for Pesach.
That's usually a Sakashi, he's the first one to say this.
Okay. It happens. Many kids are born Chalamay Pesach as every day of the year. There's as many bar mitzvahs on Chalamay Pesach as every day of the year. Okay. He says it seems relying on his batis doesn't bring down. No one talks about this, but if it's bar mitzvah on Pesach. Okay, this is really getting a little late, but this would end off with a kutzavot on the sedra we learned yesterday, Pashki Sisa. We learned yesterday, we said over the, we said the psukim that we say, Vakirdish, Beini, Vemine, Yisro, Oisim, Lailam, Kishisham, Asa, Hashem, Asa, Shemaim, Vesar, so Vim, Meshvi, Shavas, Vinafash. Tara says, the reason for the mitzvah Shabbos is, it was the Abish, the rest of the Shabbos, my Sibirishis. My father showed me in Lekutei Torah, the Sefer from the Altarel, the Baal Tanya, besides, Sefer Tanya, and besides Shekhnach Rav, he also made two others for him, this called Lekutei Torah and Torah. Now, Kutei Torah, there's a drush, in the middle of the Sefer, there's a drush for Shabbos Shuvah, interesting, that's what it is, in Shabbos Shuvah, Amit Samach Vav, the Altarel Beis Akasha, in Davening we say, by Bechus Krishma, by Yetzar, HaMachaj V'tuvei B'chol Yom Tom in Masa Bereshis. And this is very Mayach, what does that mean, HaMachaj V'tuvei B'chol Yom the Ebishter with his chesed is doing every day, constantly Maaseh Bereishis. So Chassidus explains that Maaseh Bereishis was not just the first 6 days. The Hashem didn't just create the world the first 6 days and now it just remains. It's just here. But that's not true. The Ebishter has to recreate the whole world every single second. If the Ebishter would not be Mechash, Maaseh Bereishis right now, Chas HaShalom, we would all be gone. We'll go back to Torah V'Avayu. That's what we say in Davening. Mechash V'tuvei B'chol Yom Tovim, Maaseh Bereishis. Is Meminga, Fekta Al the Rebbe, the Kutei Torah, what was the Shabbos V'Yinafash on Shabbos? It came the first Shabbos, and Mestam Devish also had Mechashutu B'choy and Tomas Bereshit. We say this in Davening on Shabbos also. On Shabbos also we say in Bechas Krishma, so we see in Shabbos also Hashem is recreating the world. So what really was the Shabbos V'Yinafash? On Shabbos also he's doing Mechashutu Bereshit. Shein Akasha. So the Kutei Torah wants to answer Chiddush. You have to understand that he wants to say the Chiluk is the first 6 days of Maaseh Bereishis. The Ebishter did it b'diba, kiviyochel with speaking. As Avi the Mishnah says in Avos, basoma amareis niver olam. And the Torah it says Yom Lekim 10 times throughout the 6 days of Maaseh Bereishis. The Ebishter created everything b'diba. But after that, the Mechashutu v'Choyim Tam and Maaseh Bereishis is not done b'diba. That was done only with the Ratz. The Ebishter wanted the world to continue. And he says, that's why Diba and Shabbos, you have to be very careful. That's the reason why later in the Vim, we have an Issam, says Kavtzecha v'dabadava, Shalei Debirecha b'chol, Debirecha b'Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, you have to be careful what we say. Only in Yoni Kedusha, we should be careful not to say things which are Negei Chol. Interesting, the Mesum Sharim in Perikid Aleph, he asks the question, what's the hardest part of Shabbos to keep? What's the hardest part of Shabbos to keep? The Mesum Sharim says this part. Shalei Debirecha b'Shabbos, Debirecha b'chol. That's the hardest part. And the Mittler Rebbe, it's brought down in Sefer Chassidus Maveris on Shabbos, he wants to be Moisef that this is Pshat in the Moedig Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Demai, it's brought down Taisis and Chulin, that even though Chazal or Chayshus Amratzim, that they're not believed, that they took off Chumas and Maisis, and we don't trust them, we take off ourselves. But on Shabbos, if an Amoritz tells you, I took off Maisis, you believe him. Because even Amoritz doesn't lie on Shabbos. People that lie a whole week, but Shabbos they don't lie. And Zuck, there's all this Indian because the Diba was special in Scottish and Shabbos. So it's an Indian to be very careful with the Diba of Shabbos.
When you say that next week,